Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Submissive Positions. In this file, you will learn how to kneel, present, and worship properly. When I tell you to get into a position, it is important that you do so smoothly. This is not about speed. It is about enjoying the journey of getting into a position, and I will tell you exactly how to position yourself. I know that you will do your very best to listen, learn, and remember each of these positions, and do them when asked of you. We begin with the easiest one. Kneel. Get into a kneeling position. Knees together, back straight, hands resting on the center of your legs close to your knees. Head straight, eyes slightly downcast. Taking a deep breath and feeling the submission of this position. To kneel is to submit. Being in this position is an incredibly submissive feeling. If I order you to kneel, you get into this position smoothly. The journey of going into a position is almost as nice as being in one itself, because while you are moving to get into a position, you are obeying, you are submitting. This position to kneel is one of deep obedience, of submission. The next position is present. Presenting means that you spread your legs, lifting yourself up standing on your knees. Back straight, arms lifted with your hands loosely behind your head, your fingers barely touching. So that your fingertips are touching the back of your head, while your elbows are out. This makes you present yourself. It is a very sexual position. Every part of your body is easily accessible. Your crotch, your back, your chest, your neck, everything is completely at the dominant's whim. To be made to present causes deep sexual sensations. Many people would become incredibly aroused just being in this position. And I won't tell you how powerful those feelings can become staying in a position like that. Breathing in the air, becoming completely aware of the intensity of your feelings. Present is a wonderful and intense sensation, very different from kneel. Go back into the kneeling position smoothly and slowly. Don't rush, let your arms sink down slowly. And the same goes for if I tell you to change your position again. Move smoothly and slowly, because the journey is part of the obedience. Notice the difference of this position, how kneeling makes you deeply submissive. Rather than aroused, you can feel how your mind is calm and quiet. How when you kneel, everything is at ease, ready to obey. Present. and move slowly into that position. Very good. As soon as you change into the position, you notice how strong the reaction of your body is. I won't tell you that it gets stronger every time you change position. Arousal, submission, obedience, desire. Which feelings are strongest now compared to kneeling? Which sensations spread readily through your body and mind? We have one more position until you've learned all three. Worship. Sink down to kneeling, keeping your legs spread a little. Then lean forward all the way, putting yourself as low to the ground as possible, placing your forehead on the ground and your fingers above your head, touching the ground as well. Almost similar to presenting, your fingers are touching each other just beyond your head. You lower your shoulders, lower your back. You want to be as close to the ground as possible. You want to be low. When you are in the worship position, you feel very, very small. In the worship position, the dominant is tall, enormous, greater than life, and you are small, insignificant. You are there by the grace of the dominant. To worship is an incredibly powerful feeling, and you know deep inside how intense that can feel. There is a big difference between kneeling and worshiping, and yet they feel similar as well. Kneel. As you move back smoothly into a kneeling position, notice how your feelings change, how you become more focused on obedience, being ready to obey. Present, again moving smoothly into the position, taking and enjoying the time, making sure that your body is presenting. Vulnerable, sexual, hot, wanted, and wanting. Desire driving through your body, floating up from the center of yourself all the way to your thoughts, until nothing remains but a beautiful cloud of arousal, an intense feeling when you present yourself to your dominant. Kneel. Again, moving slowly, smoothly, enjoying the journey. If you were to be moved outside of this position without having been given a command, you would return. If you were pushed, you would move back into this position. And moving back in this position feels so good, because every time you move back in a position, the feelings of that position get stronger. Worship. Close to the ground, low. Your fingers barely touching, softly resting on the floor. Every part of your body feeling small. It takes no effort at all to feel yourself imagining looking up, and yet you know that your eyes will remain closed with your forehead pressed against the ground. Small, obedient, almost insignificant, beautiful in this simplicity. Kneel. Rising once again, knees together, hands on legs, smooth. Breathing in, breathing out, obedient, consistent. Take a deep breath and feel how all that you exhale is pure willingness to serve. Present. The changes in your breathing are almost instant when you know what position you're moving to. Heat, desire, want are powerful contrast. Worship. And every time you are told to change, it puts you deeper. Every time you get back into a position, it feels more powerful. The contrast between presenting and worshiping are beautifully intense. Kneel. Feeling how the command makes your body move almost automatically. The movements happen without you needing to think. The position is clear in your body and mind. Present. Every part of your body moves in unison. Your legs, arms, hands, head, neck. Every part of you knows where the position ends and the next one begins. Kneel. They move together, smoothly, elegantly. Worship. And you take the time to move from one place to the next. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. Kneel. And you'll find that answering those questions feels differently in every position. What must you do? Present. Because in this position, you have very different things on your mind. Who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. As a reward, feel the sensitivity come over you like a wave. A warm, wonderful sensation spreading itself to every sensitive part of your body. Kneel. And as you move into this position once again, the following compliment will cause waves of wonderful pride. Well done. Worship. Remember your place. Remember these positions. Train them. And you will want to become good at feeling these positions, moving into them when ordered, listening, learning, improving, and feeling them become stronger every time. You will remember. Kneel. Now in a moment, this file will end. If my voice follows, you will continue to listen in this position. Otherwise, you will awaken easily and naturally. And once my voice has stopped completely, you can move again. And of course, if there is ever any need to move or change position to improve the comfort of your body, you will do so naturally, still maintaining as much obedience as feels good. Enjoy.